Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. We had a discussion and we feel that there are far too many options and films are far too easy to watch nowadays. So we are telling you what you can watch this week on your TV at home with the channels that you've got. So last week, Ben, you kicked us off with The Great Escape.
No.
Dunkirk.
Yes, we had Weird Science, which went down very well.
Yeah, popular.
Very popular. And then Dunkirk, and then, so, this is one of my favourite films.
Not a podcast pick.
It will never get on the podcast, I don't think.
Okay.
Ooh, interesting.
But it really is, I think it's an absolute classic for me. And I don't know whether Jack's seen it, and it's called Wings of Desire. And it's by Wim Wenders.
By who?
Wim Wenders. Hello. And it's about two angels that sit above Berlin and look at, help people who are depressed or emotional. And they look down on Berlin and their lives, and that's in black and white. And one of the angels falls in love with this circus artist and decides to become mortal. And halfway through the film, it becomes colour. And it was made in 1987. And it is, I just love this film. I think it's a beautiful piece of filmmaking. And it's on Film 4, Thursday the 22nd of July. It's on 11:15 p.m. to 1:55 a.m. 2 hours 40.
I know. It's a late
job.
But
I think
that
you can do a catch-up on Film 4. Peter Falk's in it. And it's in German.
So it's black and white and in German.
It's not a film for you, Coulson. So it's a Ben's banger that I think if you really love film, it's real filmmaking for me. So Wings of Desire, Film 4.
I was doing the old channel flick the other day, and obviously terrestrial TV, I'm flicking through, and there was a film on. And I was like, as if Ben's not picked this. Pitch Perfect. Instead, you've picked The Great Escape. Pitch Perfect was on.
Yeah, but we've got to push against the rising tide. I don't think Pitch Perfect's that bad, is it?
The viewers at home would have eaten it up, Pitch Perfect.
But you're going to pick Pitch Perfect. I'm trying to pick films that we're not going to pick on the podcast. You watch next week. And today we're watching Pitch Perfect 1, 2 and 3. How many have there been? 3, probably.
There's been a few, to be fair. The other bit that we talk about on this podcast is we just talk about films in general, don't we? We talk about our experiences, our trips to see films. I actually, Ben, watched your latest film for the first time this morning.
Oh, did you?
You've been keeping it from me, and now it's been released to the public.
Have you not seen it, Coles?
I kept meant him to show him.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what happened. Things got on there.
So I watched it when everybody else watched it. And by the time I'd watched it today, I think I watched it early this morning and it had already been watched by like 10,000 people on the old YouTube.
So for the audience at home, I made a film with Bella Ramsey and Molly Wright and Nigel Travis set in a boxing club in Mossside. And today, I didn't know till last night, they released it on this YouTube channel called Omeletto, which shows, it's the biggest short film channel. So yeah, we released it. What did you think, Coles?
Do you know, I was just very proud. I'm sure Jack is when he watches your stuff. You just feel like you forget how smart and talented you are because we just see you as a bit of a
knob.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah. But it is exactly that. No, it is. After it you go, oh, it's really good. It almost like really takes us by surprise.
Surprise of he's actually talented. He yeah. knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Can you believe
it's
it?
Weird. It's weird.
He worked so bloody hard and I thought it was gonna be this. And yeah, yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. Well done.
Oh good.
I'd encourage all of our listeners to go and check it out as well.
What did they type in, Colts, for the YouTube?
I just typed in 3 minutes of silence. Took me a while to spell minutes.
But, yeah, it's called 3 minutes of 3 minutes of silence.
We'll put it out on Sofa Cinema Club as well so that people can watch it.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
I have to say it's the best film that I've watched this week probably, but it isn't the only film that I've watched this week. I dropped Shepherd the old Monday night text of what should I go watch at the cinema? You've seen The Conjuring. Is it any good? Will I shit myself if I watch it on my own? And Jack just sent me a message that put 6.2 out of 10. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to bother with that. So I go on the other cinema app, the cinema that's a drive away. And there's the musical In the Heights, which was a big Broadway musical that's just come to a cinema release. It's from the writers of Hamilton. And it's out as a film now, as a motion picture. So I went to go and watch that, but I went to go watch it on a Monday night, being in work on Tuesday morning as kind of just to see me off to bed, have a nice night out at the cinema sort of thing. Fucking 2 hours, 40 minutes.
What? That
caught me by surprise, didn't it?
Oh yeah. My
God. Well, that's a musical. You can't sing behind your mask, can you?
It was a long, long job. And then it was a 20-minute drive home. How many people do you think walked out?
Oh, really? We had walkouts.
But I don't get why. Because I can't tell if I really liked it or thought it was shit.
That's a hell of a choice.
So what's the story?
The story is about a place called Washington Heights, which is in Queens in New York, which is like the Latin American community.
Okay.
And it's basically about New York spreading and kind of taking the Latino out of the community and like big businesses coming in. And
okay.
It's a story of a young lad who's a shopkeeper.
Sounds very much like Papadopoulos and Sons, this carrier.
Young lad who's a shopkeeper, almost wanting to go back.
Papadopoulos and Sons works. Do you know what would be great at? Music. Sing it as well.
Papadopoulos, the musical. So it's the story of this young lad who kind of wants to go back to the Dominican Republic to continue his dad's dream. And the film is him telling a story to his kids on the beach in his dad's dream. And you meet other characters on the way. You meet his girlfriend. You meet another girl who's left and been at college in... she's been at college in the one that begins with S in America, the big one.
Stanford.
And then she kind of comes back and home's not what it used to be. And it is kind of that feel. And it's all joined together by music. But yeah, people walked out. And I googled it afterwards to just see what people were saying. And The Guardian basically had it down as film of the year.
Wow.
Well, there haven't been many, though.
All like the tabloidy places were basically saying that it was shite and that it was too long and is it the most boring film ever? And I was like, is it boring or is it a good... I just couldn't quite get the grasp on it. But I've listened to the songs. I've kept listening to the songs. So there's obviously something in it. But yeah, maybe get a chance to watch it because it was potentially the most boring film that I've ever watched.
Maybe I'll give it a miss, Coulson. With that, I tell you what, it's one of the most boring films I've ever seen. But if you've got 2 hours 40 spare, give it a watch.
On a Monday night, when I left the cinema and it was nearly 1 o'clock, I was like,
oh, wow.
Oh God, I've cocked
late
up.
Late for here. A school night, that, isn't it?
And I went to go see The Conjuring 3.
Which we already know what you've rated it. I've spoiled that.
Yeah, I mean, it is the third.
I like the first one. Very good. Second one set in London. Okay.
Okay. This one is, I'd say it's on a par with the second one.
Okay.
The jumps, I mean, I'm in the cinema, so you always jump more anyway because it's fucking loud, isn't it? And the screen's bigger.
Yeah.
I imagine if you had it at home on the DVD or on the stream, I don't think I'd jump once. There's not enough jumps in it for me.
Same couple in it.
Same two, and don't get me wrong, I really like them two as actors. I buy into them a lot. I think they're both very talented. I think the problem they've got is it's featuring these two real life people, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the first one's obviously a bit of a true story.
Yeah.
And then they've looked back in the archives at other stories that are related to these two. And I guess they're not that.
They're getting a bit more spurious. They're
exactly,
not as
yeah.
detailed. Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
It's one film, isn't it? And then yeah. it's done so well,
yeah.
they've gone, let's have three.
It's a cash grab, yeah.
It's the name now, isn't it, that sells?
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's all right. I mean, listen, as far as horror films go, it's okay. Like I said, a 6.2, a six, a sloppy six. I mean, it's all right.
Sloppy six. A not very frightening sloppy six.
No, no.
As you know, there's two other key parts to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. One is Ben's reviews, and the other is Ben's geography kind of thing that hasn't got a name yet.
I've got a new section.
Wow.
Now, it's similar to the geography thing. Oh, hold on. The geography thing, you've got a name for the geography
Well,
thing.
I haven't got a name. Last week, we asked for names, yeah. didn't we?
Anyone get back to us?
Do you know what? I had a look on our old DMs to see what people were saying, and I noticed that my dad was in them. And I thought, oh, I didn't know he had Instagram, but he does. He thinks that you should readapt your game. He's given you a note, Ben.
Oh.
He thinks that we should readapt your game, and it has to be Ben plays higher or lower than Sedan is what he thinks it should be.
Higher or lower than Sedan.
So we normally go most spurious places around the world this week, but I just thought this is an absolute cracker. World chart positions in podcast charts,
oh, yeah.
Where we come. Now, I've only picked two.
Ah, oh, that's interesting.
Right. Okay, so this is chart position 1 to 100. Now, in the UK and all that, we do quite well.
Mm.
There's charts all over the world. So I'm going to give you a chart, and you've got to tell me where you think we are in the chart.
Okay.
First chart is Saudi Arabia chart.
Saudi Arabia chart. Oh, God.
Higher or lower than Sudan?
Saudi Arabia chart. Where do we fly in that?
I'm going to go 74th.
Jack?
91st.
We're 100.
Oh, so we've just crept in.
We've just crept in.
But listen to the next one. Ghana. Where in their chart are we in Ghana? 1 to 250.
230.
112. 112.
Hold on to your earphones. 4.
Fuck off!
Yeah. We're 4.
Yes!
No, we're not.
Yeah. And I think we dropped down a place.
We're
from
fourth
third.
In the charts in Ghana.
Yes.
We've got a world tour in this, haven't we?
That is bizarre, isn't it? So I thought that was a new section. That was a good chart position, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we just wasting time before Ben's reviews, or what's happening?
Oh, right, yeah.
Have we got any reviews on the
door? Don't
doors?
Be like that, Colson. Don't be like, we've got absolutely. I mean, too many reviews. Right, here we go. And it's Lee M. 1995. Unconventional crush.
Ooh.
Hello. 5 stars. Love the podcast. Disney child at heart. So all of Colson's picks are 10 out of 10.
This is bullshit.
Ben and Jack are fab.
Ah,
oh, right.
That was a quick turnaround, Shepard. However, Colson is the star within the show.
Oh, God.
With his mixing up of words and child look outlook on life. With a kind of an emoji, with a blushing emoji.
Yeah.
Colson has now become my unconventional crush just in front of Ron Weasley. In brackets, love a ginge, close brackets.
There you go.
Next one is Cloisette. Love this podcast. I looked forward to this every week. And the fact you've given a small injection of the Sofa Cinema Club on a Monday too makes it even better.
Catching on, the small injection.
Yeah. Great choice for Film Thursday. Stand By Me is a classic. Hope you like it, Colson. So glad the Queen wasn't happy with High School Musical choice. Is that something you put on Instagram?
I think producer Henry did, yeah.
At least she has good taste. Keep up the good work, guys. And Ben, you're brilliant. 5 stars.
There you go.
Well, as it said in that review, it is only a small injection. So that means it's all we've got time for. All you need to know is that we're back on Thursday where we're watching your choice from home, E.T. You can join us on Thursday. If not, we will see you back here on Monday for the next episode of Soaps.
No. They will see us Thursday. Don't give them the bloody option.
Don't give them the option. Well, we'll see you on Thursday.
We'll see you Thursday. We'll see you Monday as well. And Thursday after that, Monday. Be here every frigging day.
Cancel it and listen again and again.
Over and out. See you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.